This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, and by the way, it's 5:02 on Thursday.
Yeah.
It's 5:02 on Thursday. So the best seat in the house package at Splash at Thrive City for next Thursday, the first day of the college basketball championship. We've been telling you all about it, right? Keep listening. We will be giving that away this hour, and it will be easy. You will not need to do this, that, or the other. You will just need to be quick, okay? So stay right where you are. Because it could happen anytime this hour, we will give you the cue, and then bang, you call in, and you could end up at Splash in a fancy seat with free food, watching tons of games on the first day of the college basketball championship. Oh, by the way, right next to me and Grandy, because we'll be there doing our broadcast next Thursday as well. Dibs will be wasted in Vegas.
Yeah.
Lucas, wasted in Vegas.
Yeah.
Willard and Grandy.
Let's go to Dibs, half in the bag.
Working hard.
Yeah.
On the nachos. Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
Grandy, have you had any items at Splash yet? Have you eaten anything there yet?
I've had their, for a morning game or an early afternoon game,
anything.
They had a breakfast, like, omelet bar.
Yep.
I had that. Delicious. But haven't had their normal menu items yet.
Yeah, we did that soft launch party there and tried all kinds of things. And then we had that smash burger, and then we had the nachos. Had a few drinks, too, there.
Oh, yeah.
Everything has been bueno. Great. Let's drink. Restaurant quality. Okay? Hack, hack. All right.
It's pretty funny.
Okay. Let's go to Edgar in Vallejo. Hello, Edgar. What are you doing?
Not much. Just getting home from work.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, I'm okay with doing a reset of, you know, I we got to get younger. The team is getting old, and people forget what kind of team, what time team we inherited from the old from our old coaches. You know, I just hate the you know, getting rid of Kyle and going back to those losing days when we had Chip, Smoothie Kelly, or you know, Tom Sula, partying on the podium. You know, it's just going back to those days just hurt, you know, those days just hurt. And I just rather do a reset. And I know that, you know, we already have a culture, and that's why we're keeping, Fred Warner and some of the key players. You know, the hardest things to do on a team is to set a culture, to a winning culture. So, I think we're doing the right thing by resetting, and hopefully we can get back to those winning games.
Edgar, thanks. Again, all I can say is I've trusted this regime all along. And if you ask me right now at 5:05 today, do I still? Yes. But there's fishy behavior here. There's really fishy behavior here. Because I think there are misconceptions everywhere right now. I don't think the Niners are tanking or rebuilding. But let me tell you something else that's not going on. The 49ers are not up against the cap. Like, not even close.
Right.
They are not even close.
Even if they give Brock $50 million a year.
Plenty of room.
Because most of that will kick in next year.
Right.
And this year will just be the signing bonus, which probably wouldn't be more than $20 million added on to what he's already making. So,
yep. And you can run that out across the life of the deal anyway.
You can.
So, like,
yeah.
I want people to understand that right now, the only thing that we know with all of these cuts and whatnot is that the Niners are rebooting, and what they have achieved so far is to spend less cash. Not cap space,
right?
Spend less cash. And as you've put it a couple of times, the York family also put 10% of the team up for sale, which is darn close to $1 billion. So are we just sitting here watching like a liquidation sensation?
That's a buck.
Is that what, like, it's not a tear down, it's not a rebuild, it's not a tank, but a liquidation is what it feels like right now.
Yeah, it's a little bit of just a roster churn where you are, it seems like anyway, they're more interested in getting rookies and undrafted free agents and other low-priced people to come in and do the job. And you look at all the players that have gone out and some of the bigger contracts at their positions. Charvarius Ward, I think, was top five, making top five corner money. Juszczyk was the highest paid fullback. Debo was making a lot of money. And so you're getting rid of people who are older. You're trying to get younger, and that's fine, but you're also trying to pay a lot less. And I don't think it is the cap, and you're right, they still have cap room, but they don't seem to be that interested in getting right up to the cap. And I know you can carry that number over, the salary cap room that you have carries over year to year, and they probably want to keep some of that for Brock Purdy next year, assuming that this deal actually gets done. You know? Because if you sign Brock Purdy, we just mentioned it, the hit this year is not big, but next year it gets bigger. So you do want to have some of that cap room saved up for next year. I understand it. It makes sense, but to do it this dramatically where, fine, all the guys, you mentioned it, and somebody called them the Dirty Dozen, 12 players out the door, maybe not including Tabor Pepper, that's fine, that's natural, but to replace them with not much at all, that's the part that really is kind of shocking me.
I don't know, man. Like, the things that you might accuse them of right now don't make any sense. I don't think the 49ers have suddenly decided to go lose. I don't think they've suddenly decided that they don't want to have a good quarterback on the team that's 25 years old. None of that makes any sense to me. So I'm going to keep kicking the can down the road a little bit. We started off the show by asking you listeners, and definitely can still keep going on this, in honor of two things: Mac Jones signing with the Niners, and the fact that, ladies and gentlemen, we are exactly 2 hours away from Jonathan Kuminga playing basketball. Mm. So which young player are you more comfortable with this offseason extension that's probably on the way, Brock Purdy or Jonathan Kuminga? Now, I picked Kuminga, but I'm going to admit to you it's for some quirky reasons. It's not because I'm sitting here saying I don't believe in Brock Purdy or even that I think Jonathan Kuminga is a superstar in the making. It's largely because I think that his signing affects his team a lot less, and a lot less is going to be asked of him. Like, if you sign Jonathan Kuminga to $30 million a year and it doesn't work out, the Warriors can still be good. If you sign Brock Purdy to $50 million a year and he's not good, you are stuck.
Yeah, you can
you
be.
You are stuck, and another word that rhymes with stuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say screwed, which starts with the same letter. But
Yeah. But anyway, I mean, listen, I know every expert has called in that we've asked about this Kuminga thing, and they keep saying the exact same thing with regard to what this is going to look like tonight. And everyone sort of says, well, not much. Like, I don't think he's going to play that much. But I really don't want to poo-poo it that way. I don't care if he only plays 15 minutes. I think that there are huge strides that can be taken tonight. The Golden State Warriors have become a national factor with this guy on the bench. They, like, not even playing at all. They have gone, where are we at? Are we 12-1 with Jimmy Butler in the lineup? 12-1, is that where the Warriors sit right now with Jimmy in the lineup? All of that is sans Kuminga. So it might only be 15 minutes, but there's a lot of hand-wringing about this. There's a lot of talk about this. And there has to be a lot on Jonathan's mind, from his ankle to not disrupting the team to the contract that's out there. I think that 15 minutes tonight, if you play really well and you look like you pop off the screen with your athleticism, I think that can go a long way for a lot of people, starting with him.
No doubt. And 15 minutes, and slowly it'll ramp up as we get closer to the end of the year. And I just hope that he's able to play and get through it injury-free, because, you know, when you have an ankle and it's been 10 weeks, it's going to be tough for him to feel fully confident, even though he's scrimmaged and all the rest of it. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to just seeing a little bit of Kuminga and get comfortable again, and don't even really worry about how well you play. And Steve has already said it, like, we're trying to win games. Yep. So we're not going to go out here and just spoon feed Jonathan to try to make him feel good or to try to get him his numbers and all the rest of it. They're trying to win the game. So if Kuminga's out there and not really in the flow, he's not going to play that much.
Let's y'all hear what some of the key players here have been saying about this as we get back to Jonathan Kuminga on the floor. Like, this is the last puzzle piece tonight, right? Again, not tonight. It's not going to fit perfectly tonight, but I know a lot of Warrior fans who are like, look, if this is actually going to go somewhere special, it's because he comes back, it fits, and they become that much more dynamic. Here's what Steve Kerr said to us just a couple of days ago on the reintegration of Jonathan Kuminga.
That's the challenge, right? I mean, when a player of his caliber comes back, it's not easy coming back to a winning situation. It's actually easier when the team is struggling. The other factor here, I think, is, you know, last time JK played, which was 10 weeks ago, we were a completely different team. And so I thought he played his best basketball of his career during that maybe 5-6 game stretch just before the injury. But now he's returning to a completely different team. So he has to adapt to that, and we have to adapt to him as well. So, look, we all know the whole thing is winning. That's the bottom line is, what is it going to take to win on Thursday night? And that's how I'm going to coach. That's how we're going to play. You know, I think there's no doubt that JK can help us do that. And as he goes, I think he's going to get more and more comfortable, and he'll have more and more of an opportunity to help us win.
It's one of everybody's favorite phrases now in sports, ramp up, right? Well, this isn't just the ramp up back to health for Jonathan Kuminga. This is the ramp up now to the playoffs. And I wonder if everybody saw what the Wolves did to the Denver Nuggets in Denver last night.
Wow.
Like, that was a snooze of a fourth quarter. The game was over. Minnesota is terrifying. So Steve's right. There is no rest or relaxation here. You are, like, you lose tonight, you're back in the play-in. Everybody
just
hear
like that?
That,
yep.
You lose tonight, you're in the play-in. Okay? And you're trying to reintegrate Jonathan Kuminga. So I don't know. Everybody wants to be like, oh, you know, even Fitz was like, relax, it's not a big, I don't know, man, I don't really agree. I think it's kind of a big deal.
No, it's a big deal.
I don't mean he needs to come out and score 25. I just mean, like, it's got to look right. And fairly quick, not tonight, but fairly quick.
But if it doesn't look right, then you're not going to force it. And you mentioned it, they're 12-2 since they got Jimmy Butler, 12-1 when he plays basketball. And so you've been rolling, and you're not going to break up something that is absolutely rolling. If Kuminga's not right, if he's not fitting, if you're starting to struggle, or if you're maybe losing games. And Fitz also mentioned the gauntlet that they have coming up with 3 games in 4 nights and very tough opponents. You've got New York and Milwaukee and Denver. And so, yeah, you're right, Mark. You can't afford to give up games just trying to ease him in. But at the same time, you're not playing with that desperation just yet. So you're trying to balance the two things.
Ramona Shelburne on the contract that sits there for Kuminga and the pressures that puts on him as he comes back.
He turned down a lot of money. You know, you have to assume that is still there for him on some level. I don't think he's done anything to not earn it. And as long as that's still there, whatever he turned down, then he should be fine. But let's see how he plays. I mean, I think there's a market for him. I think, you know, he'll have options if the Warriors go in a different direction, or if they don't offer the same amount, or if they don't increase the offer, et cetera. I do think he has a market. It's just a question of, do they let him get there? You know, how much financial uncomfortability do they want to feel? Because if they sign into another big deal, that kind of really locks them into this team. So this is a 17-game, you know, work in progress for everybody to see how this fits with him. Is he okay being the number three? I mean, I don't know. He showed he can be a top two player on a team here, and there might be some team out there that's thinking he can be the main guy. So, you know, it's a wait and see. But that is kind of how the Warriors have done things.
Ooh, and the timing too.
Yeah,
the timing too. Okay. Sacramento tonight, Knicks on Saturday, Nuggets on Monday, Bucks on Tuesday. Here are your shoes.
Yeah.
Go have fun.
Pow, pow, pow. Yeah. Just, I mean, straight up tough opponents and high leverage games and high pressurized environment. And as you mentioned, you know, Minnesota, the way they're playing, they've now won 6 in a row, matching your winning streak of 5 in a row and actually besting it by 1. But yeah, if you happen to come up short against Sacramento, and Sacramento's playing for a lot still, obviously. They're trying to climb in the play-in tournament, and even though you should beat Sacramento the majority of the times, especially at home, you can't afford a hiccup right now, because a hiccup would drop you a half game behind Minnesota. You'd be the 7th seed, and you'd have the Clippers 1 game behind you.
Yep.
So
yep.
It's, you know, there aren't going to be any easy stretches or easy games over the last 17. So that does kind of make it hard as you try to ease Jonathan back in, because you do have to put winning first in this spot.
888-957-9570 if you want to talk a little Warrior basketball. One more. Anthony Slater was on the roast yesterday. His message to fans concerned about the reintegration sensation.
I would tell those fans that they are being a little misled by this 12-2 stretch, and this idea that 12-2 means this exact 9-man rotation that you saw the other night can just beat the Thunder in a series. Like, they need more talent, and Jonathan Kuminga is a talent. He does stuff that other players on this roster don't do, particularly from a scoring perspective, from an athletic perspective. That type of player will be needed in a series, you know, when you're facing Denver and Aaron Gordon's on the floor, Michael Porter Jr.'s on the floor, Jamal Murray's on the floor. When you're facing the Thunder and it's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren, like, talent matters in this league. This is a high-level lottery pick. This is a guy who's going to be entering, you know, he's heading towards a big contract in this league somewhere. You know, the Warriors, you know, are outwardly saying it's going to be with them. So that's what I would say. Gui Santos is a nice story. Gui Santos was, you know, great the other night against the Detroit Pistons in March. Jonathan Kuminga, in my opinion, will matter more come May against the Denver Nuggets or the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, I can buy that.
Get to May?
That's a fair point.
Yeah, it'd be great to get May basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would mean you get to the second round. The first round usually wraps at the very, very end of April.
Somewhere right at the very end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I agree with him as far as the impact, but you do have to get Jonathan from where he is now, playing hopefully tonight for the first time in 31 games, 10 or so weeks, from getting back on the court to getting back to where he was before he got hurt. If he's the player that he was before he got hurt, and I'm not even thinking about the points, because you're not going to look to him to get you 25 or 30 a night, but if he can be that impactful, that confident, that effective, well, now you get to April and May, and you may have some real action.
I do want to say, and not to steal any thunder from Evan Giddings, who's got Warriors Live here coming up at the top of the hour when he does the injury report, but Kuminga is in. Kuminga is in. Domantas Sabonis is out
okay. For
the Kings. Those have both been announced. And Steve Kerr, in fact, just talking literally moments ago with regard to Kuminga tonight, said there is no specific minutes restriction, but it will be a careful amount. So probably short bursts. So I would bet that you're probably going to see like maybe 3 different stints from Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah.
And they're probably not going to, they'll probably top out around 5 minutes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking that 15 minutes, and it can never be that precise because you may not have a stoppage and he may go over 5 minutes, but they're going to be pretty Spartan, I think, with throwing him out there for a long stretch of time right away. And I think that 3 stints is probably right. And, you know, you use him up in each of the first three quarters, I would imagine. And if you get to the fourth quarter, if you really need him, you could pop him back out there. But the way you've been going with your nine-man rotation and winning at this rate, you feel like you should be able to win without having to really rely on Kuminga late.
Let me throw this at everybody, too, because this obviously could sort of be something that affects Jonathan Kuminga and his future with the Golden State Warriors. Let's go back to Steph Curry being on with Steiny and Goo yesterday, and they asked him how much longer he still wants to play.
I don't know. I've tried to answer that question before, and I've said a lot of different things just based on how I feel that day, but I think it's all kind of measured on what the style of can I get to that level that I expect for myself. It's not really attached to like points per game or stats thing. It's just a feeling like, can I dominate a game? Can I play my style for 30-plus minutes? And then you kind of reevaluate every year. So I know how my contract's lined up, and I'd like to outplay that for sure. How long that goes, I have no idea.
I'd like to outplay that for sure.
And that's this year and two more.
This year and two more. Yep. And I'd, quote, like to outplay that for sure.
Yeah.
Let's unpack that for a second.
Okay, because tomorrow is the man's birthday.
37.
Tomorrow, yes.
Tomorrow.
Pi Day, which I'll never forget now when his birthday is. So if he plays out his contract, in 2 years he'll be 39.
39.
And then that season hopefully ends in June with the championship, and he can decide whether or not he wants to come back after that. But he'll be 39. So if you play one more year,
if you outplay that,
you're going to be 40. And I think this year there's only one man in the association who is 40 or older, and that's LeBron James. And I think, because I ran this down before, remember, and Steph Curry was like the 9th or 10th oldest in the association. And, well, of the guys ahead of him, like LeBron is somebody who actually still plays a lot. And there was a couple, two or three, who barely play. So if he's out there as a 39-year-old, which is still in his contract, even that will be remarkable.
Well, no doubt about it. And what Steve Kerr said about reintegrating Kuminga literally moments ago at the press setting, we're going to have that for you here in a moment. This just more kind of got my curiosity going the more I thought about it. I heard it as it happened yesterday, and then I kind of woke up today and I said, hold on a second. He wants to play beyond that contract, and we'll see. You know, he said, I'd like to for sure, but as you just put it, that means that Steph Curry, his style of play, his body size, one thing, LeBron is a cyborg, and he's also a tight end in the NFL. Steph Curry is not, and you're going to have that guy doing what? And what are NBA contracts 3 years from now? Like, does Steph get a one-year $75 million contract?
Still would be a bargain for what he means to this team.
True. But what does that mean? What does that mean for Warrior basketball? What does that mean for other players who may or may not still want to be a part of this or contractually are a part of this? It's just interesting. Like, Steph Curry could do nothing for the Warrior faithful to not want him to be a part of it. I'll tell you something else that popped into my mind, though. For those of you who are worried about him wearing another jersey, Steph playing beyond the next contract certainly ups the probability, doesn't it? I would argue it's way more probable that Steph wears another jersey someday if he indeed plays beyond that contract and into his 40s. The Warriors going to want to sign up for that in 2.5 years?
Well, that's a tough one, because the simple answer is yes, because of what he means to the organization. But at the same time, at some point you're going to have to turn the page. But Steph Curry playing in another jersey, I can't see it. But you make a good point about at that juncture. So he plays the rest of this one in 2 more years, and he's 39 and change, and it's like, man, I'm thinking about retiring. But wait, I've got this job at Davidson that I just got as the assistant GM, and that's in North Carolina. And I believe that there's an NBA team, right now anyway, in North Carolina. So maybe he goes home to Charlotte, where his dad's a broadcaster, his brother's on the team, he has his side gig, and you just play a year in Charlotte.
I mean, look, anything's possible. I don't.
It seems less far-fetched in 2.5 years than
sure,
it does right now.
I don't think he's really driven by this Davidson thing. I think that's a little bit of a figurehead deal. But I don't know. I don't know the man. I don't know what he wants to do. I just know that if he wants to play beyond his contract, good Lord, that brings another jersey into play a hell of a lot more.
It does.
No, like, no doubt.
Yeah. I'm looking at the list of NBA players who played beyond their 40th birthday, and a lot of them are just big men, but there are some runaround guys. Like, John Stockton played until he was 41. Steve Nash played until he was, I think, 40 and 60 days. Jason Kidd played till he was 40. Michael Jordan. Andre Miller. You forget,
really?
Old man Andre played until he was 40. And, of course, LeBron now is moving up the list. But Jamal Crawford played for until he was beyond 40. But the way Steph plays, I thought it was an interesting thing that you pointed out. His style of play makes it so playing that much longer, it's tough because the dude gets held and bumped and tackled, and all he does is run around.
Here's Steve Kerr talking about the Jonathan Kuminga situation tonight.
I think it's safe to say he's not going to play a huge number of minutes. This is part of the process, the last step of the process of a rehab like he's had. So we'll throw him out there for short bursts, and he'll go from there.
Okay, short bursts, not going to play a lot, but this is the last step in the reintegration. Eric is on the Bay Bridge and is on his way to the game tonight and has called Willie and Dibby. What's up, Eric?
What's going on, boys? How are we doing today?
We're good.
Yeah.
But we're making core memories today. I remember 8 years ago, my son was about to be born, and we're like, hey, is he going to be born on Steph's birthday? And it's going to be an amazing night. We're driving to the game right now. Steph's going to create the 4,000 club, and I think it's going to be electric. I was there Monday. I thought he was going to hit it. He came too short, and it's going to be an incredible night. So I hope that nation just slows down. And just really appreciate the greatness, because this has never been done before.
Eric, what do you want the Warriors and the stadium to do when Steph hits that second three, which will be the 4,000th of his career?
You know, I haven't even thought about that. I mean, it's going to be just tears and laughter, man. I don't know. Like, I have no clue. It's going to be amazing.
Eric, have a great time. We were talking about it earlier, and Eric, thanks so much, man. Have a great time. I don't think, as you said earlier, I don't think it's a stop-the-game moment.
Yep.
But I do think it is an acknowledge at the next break, at the next timeout. It's a put Steph on the video board and put something up there with a graphic and obviously a picture of some of his most famous threes, and that's easy to even think of what those are. And let everybody give him a standing ovation the same way they did Saturday night when he got to 25,000.
Yeah, and he's already got 4,600 threes if you count his 618 in the playoffs. So it just is always curious, like, these milestones, and it is a milestone because it's a round number, but every single time he makes a three, he resets the record. So we should just stop the game every time he hits a three. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a new record, 3,999. Put your hands together. Exactly.
Man, I'm curious to see this tonight. I really am.
A lot of reasons, and you laid it out earlier.
Yeah.
The Curry milestone, the Kuminga return, the bad blood with Sacramento, and just the fact that they need to keep winning these games.
And Minnesota, dude, I'm telling you, we're asleep. We're completely asleep right now. I got the sixth seed. I'm thinking four or five, Dibs.
Four's not out of the question.
It's not.
And if you get to four, I mean, three and two are within reach. And congrats to OKC, who has clinched a playoff berth officially.
Oh, they're going to go?
They're in.
Oh, good.
It's confirmed.
That's good for them.
Well, it's because they are more than 16 games ahead of the Warriors.
Yeah.
They only have 16 games left.
Yep.
So even if they lost out, which wouldn't probably do a lot for their playoff momentum, but they still would be good enough to be the sixth seed.
Yeah. So, no, this, like, what I do think we're going to come out of tonight with just a little bit, is kind of a look at the confidence of Jonathan. And then sort of the optimism, pessimism of how this is going to play out. There's not going to be anything definitive, but man, I don't know. I think there's a lot going for him. There's a lot on the line for him with regard to how tonight goes mentally. You want it to feel good. You want it to feel like it's flowing. You want the ankle to feel real good. As Steve put it, this is the last step. It's not just the last step in the rehab, but this is the start of the last step of finding out exactly who these Warriors can be. Let's find out, because I know that's what most people think. Most people want to look at this optimistically and go, you've played this well for this long, and now you're going to get Kuminga? And that's kind of the point that Slater was making. Like, don't worry about it. The Warriors need more talent. It may not be perfect, but they need as many young athletic players as they can get. And obviously, here comes the one who fits that bill the most.
And you're going to need him, especially as you get down the stretch and hopefully into the postseason and a postseason series where you're going to be facing better teams. And yeah, this stretch has been great, but it hasn't been against the absolute best of the best. And it's just the way the schedule goes. And now you've got, coming up in the next three or four games after tonight, you do have some more rugged opponents that you have to face. And so as Kuminga gets more into shape, I do think you're going to get a better look at exactly what this Warrior team is.
No doubt. 888-957-9570 if you want to chat Warrior basketball. Also, Best Seat in the House giveaway is coming up here in the next handful of minutes.
Okay.
So stand by for sure. There's one other thing we wanted to get into with the Dubs, and it does come from our conversation with Ramona Shelburne of ESPN yesterday. And I thought that this was, A, interesting, but B, really, really important. Because I don't know about you, Dibs, I still hear this kind of nationally from around the league. People are like, oh, look at those Warrior fans. They just love Jimmy Butler. You just wait. Your day with Jimmy is coming. Because it went bad here and there and over there and everywhere, including Miami. And how could it go bad in Miami with their perfect heat culture that everyone talks about? All right. With that as the backdrop, listen to what Ramona said and know that Ramona had a lot of deep dive conversations with Jimmy and people around him in recent months because she did some very lengthy feature articles on him and the situation. So check this out with regard to Jimmy and his Warrior fit.
The guy's like up at 4:30 in the morning. You know, one of his best friends and mentors is like Mark Wahlberg.
No.
I don't know if you follow Mark Wahlberg. Like, Mark Wahlberg is always tweeting at 4:30, hey, look, 4 a.m. club, 4 a.m., you know, like, the guy's amazing. And Jimmy, he did an interview once, and I, you know, because I was doing deep dives, I was watching all these interviews and stuff. And he said, the reason I love Mark Wahlberg so much is that he has everything, but he works like he has nothing. And I was like, whoa, that's pretty deep. Okay. And so when you understand Jimmy, you're like, okay, there was an intersection between the two cultures, between heat culture and Jimmy culture for a long time. But Jimmy also can do Jimmy without heat culture. He doesn't need that to be who he is. And I think at some point they just kind of went on different paths. Like, it was, you know, he was grown and he didn't like being told what to do or how to do it or when to show up or, you know, et cetera. And I think the reason why it works so well in Golden State is, like, Steve Kerr's whole thing is be you. We're going to let you do you. Like, they have a saying, like, get what you need. Like, they have off days and they tell the veterans, okay, it's a get what you need day. So we're going to trust that you know what you need and that if you need that, you're going to come in and do it and you're not going to be lazy. And if what you need is 3 hours at home with your family, go do that. If what you need is to go to a movie, go do that. If you need some extra cardio, go do that. And we're going to trust that you know that. And I think that's so refreshing for a guy like Jimmy who, like, you don't need to push him. You don't need to give him a conditioning test. You don't need to check his body fat. Like, he's there. Like, he doesn't need anything extra or anyone telling him what to do. And I think that's why it works so well with the Warriors, where they're just going to trust him.
Okay, it's been 13 games. It's been 13 games. But I would bet my chip that the point she just made there is going to be an important one going forward. It's not just the Warriors. It's the entire Bay Area.
Yeah.
If there was a motto for this city in this era, that would be it. Be you. And that fits certain people really well, and other people don't like it at all because they don't want people around them to be you. They want people to fit into a certain box, and I get it. I'm not judging one way or the other. But I do think that she brings up a point that I hadn't really thought about much, because as we're getting to know Jimmy, it may just be that this is the place. This is the perfect place for Jimmy to finally have a marriage that doesn't end poorly.
And it doesn't have to end poorly. It may just end after 2 years of him being here, and it's Steph's going to leave, and Draymond's done, and he's done, and that's just it. The run can just end, and he's also kind of running out of time in his career for him to blow up the spot again. He's 35, and you have a 2.5-year deal here, so yeah, go ahead and play. But I do like what she said about get what you need, and him being a grown-up, and you come here and you're around two other grown-ups, in particular Steph and Draymond, and these are guys who have won championships. So if they've come here in this get-what-you-need, be-you culture with a pretty laid-back head coach, you know, compared to Pat Riley, he's not the head coach, but he's a grinder in other places that he's been. So you come here, they've won here, you have a couple of other grown-ups here. I mean, it's hard to come in and immediately, and I don't know, not immediately, but even at all, come in and try to blow up the spot.
Well, we've seen it before on varying levels. I'm not going to say these players are as big of players as Jimmy Butler, and I'm not going to say that their tenures here were perfect, but I do think that history will look back on Andrew Wiggins as, like, this was the place where it was okay to be you. Like, it's everywhere else that's like, dude, you're supposed to be a dog. You're supposed to be a number one option. You're the number one pick in the draft. And Miami, whatever. I don't know where this is going to go next. It kind of feels like it's just spinning in wherever land now for Andrew. Actually, in this moment, I feel that way about Buddy Hield. Even though I know it's been up and down and topsy and turvy, he looks totally comfortable in his own skin. Steph Curry apparently thinks it's one of his favorite teammates of all time.
Right.
Buddy Hield's been around for a long time. Sacramento can't stand the guy. But here, it kind of fits. It gives people fits, but it kind of fits. And you know, maybe that'll be the experience Jimmy Butler has too.
Maybe. It just, if things go south and if things start to sour for the team, then you can kind of get a better idea of what a person's like. You know, when things are good, it's easy to be chipper and cheery and everybody's, you know, kumbaya and loving on each other. But you go through a long losing skid, or, you know, somebody is either down or out and you lose games that you shouldn't have lost, then you start to see the real character of people. But so far, he's come in and they've lost one game that he's played. They've lost two overall. You're soaring in the standings. And so, yeah, it's pretty easy for everyone to be happy with each other. And, oh, by the way, he also got a 2-year extension worth more than $100 million.
Yeah, that'll help.
Put a little smile on your face.
He feels wanted. He feels wanted.
Yeah. Are you ready? You ready to do this?
We know what you all want.
Yeah.
Who wants to be in the best seat in the house?
I do.
I'm being the best seat. Well, you'll be in a different best seat in the house. You're going to be in the house.
You mean in the bag?
Yeah. Splash, the new sports bar, Thrive City, just outside Shea Center. That's the spot. Next Thursday, as the NCAA basketball championship gets underway, the package includes you and a guest, and includes a spot on the fancy second floor of Splash, overlooking their big video board, watching all the college basketball games as the championship starts to unfold. They'll be showing the games. You're going to be eating 2 appetizers, 4 entrees, and a dessert. All you have to do to win this package is be caller 5 right now to the contest line, 415-523-4652. There's your number. Do you need it again?
Yep.
415-523-4652. Call right now. Be caller 5. You will win the best seat in the house. You'll be at Splash next Thursday watching college ball, eating beautiful appetizers, entrees, and desserts, getting a good hang-in all day on Thursday, March 20th. And hopefully getting to say hi to me and Grandy as well. We'll be up there with you doing the same darn thing that you're doing. Caller 5 right now, 415-523-4652. Release the hounds.
Good luck.
Let's go.
Yeah, be the winner.
Good luck.
Caller 5, best seat in the house.
We appreciate you listening.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun day for everybody. And I know you'll be doing the show with Grandy 2 to 6, but starting at about 9 in the morning is when that first ball gets tossed up and the tip. And yeah, just
I do hope that your bracket has not been busted by noon. I've had those years.
Oh boy.
I had a champion lose the first game.
The first game of the day.
Yes. I picked Louisville 1 year. And they were out. before I had had lunch.
Yeah.
I had lunch yet.
Go on.
Go on.
And you may or may not have a chance to pick Louisville at all this year. Stanford, they're in a barn burner right now with the Cardinal tied at 60.
Okay.
Louisville's probably going to get in anyway, even if they lose this one. But Stanford needs to win this tournament to get into the NCAA,
they do.
I believe.
Yes, they do. What round are we in right now?
We're in quarters.
Quarters, okay.
Stanford beat Cal yesterday.
That's
so.
Right. So you got to beat Louisville and then two more.
Yeah, and one of those games would possibly be against a depleted Duke team that lost Cooper Flagg today.
Cooper Flagg. He's
highly doubtful.
Yeah, unlikely for the rest of the tournament. We'll see about next week, but unlikely for the rest of the ACC tournament. Okay, we'll keep getting you ready for tonight's Warriors game.
Really quick, Willard.
The Adorables are in town. Yes, sir.
Dante and Sam Mateo, he and a buddy, are going to be at Splash on Thursday.
I'm sorry, what's the name?
Dante.
Oh, God, I thought you said Bonte. I'm like, I know he doesn't. I don't know. Work here anymore, but he's not eligible for that. All right, Dante and Sam Mateo, my hood.
Nice, Dante.
What's up, Bearcats?
Yep.
Get your butt to Splash, and we will see you there. Thank you for listening. Congratulations. Thank you to everybody who tried. We'll be back to put a bow on this. Keep getting you ready for the game in just a moment here on Willard and Dibs.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait till you see his butt. There's a big butt here. Yeah, your butt hurts.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
See where my mind is.
Yeah.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? I found this interesting. It's just bopping around the Underdog app.
Okay.
Which, one of my favorite apps, obviously. Talk about it every day. Jump in there now use the promo code Willard and you get a big old cash bonus with your first deposit. But anyway, I actually went in there with this in mind. I wonder if Jonathan Kuminga is listed. I wonder if he's in there.
Okay.
And what his numbers might be. What do you think?
Numbers are numbers. Numbers? And numbers are numbers.
They are. And these might be my numbers.
Oh, okay.
What do you think Jonathan Kuminga's over-under is tonight on points?
Oh.
Jonathan Kuminga. And by the way, before you answer, like what? I don't, gosh, it's been so long since he's played. I don't even know officially what he averages per game this year. Like what is?
He's averaging 16, I believe.
Is that about right?
That's about right.
Yeah. Let me pull it up. Yeah, 16.8. All right, he's averaging 16.8 per game. But remember, those last games right before he got hurt. Forget the game he got hurt. That doesn't count because he had to leave. But prior to that, it was 26, 14, 34, 34, 18, 20. He was rolling. So, what do you think Jonathan Kuminga's higher or lower number is on points tonight?
Well, you're kind of leading me to where it would be higher than I think. I think it should be about 8.5, considering how much he's going to play, but I think it's higher than that. But I'm going to stick to my guns and say 8.5.
Okay, what do you think it should be?
Like it should be about 8.5.
8.5,
yeah,
okay.
He's only going to play 15 minutes.
Randy, what do you think?
Oh, I know what it is, sorry.
Oh, you looked?
Yeah.
You goof.
He's all over the underdog app.
Lucas also told me.
Lucas.
I wanted the buzzer ready.
His higher or lower number is 11.5. And
that was a delayed buzzer for
if
Dibs,
you
sorry.
If you pick lower, you get odds. So man. In other words, they're saying that higher is the favorite on 11.5.
Wow.
Doesn't that feel too big?
It does. Yeah, absolutely it does.
It feels too big.
Right. And 11.5 and...
Well, you guys are happy when stuff like that happens. Yeah.
You got to go that.
Yeah, it feels too big. They like that one, especially with the inflection. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Greg.
You were pretty pretty dramatic about it.
Yeah, it does. It feels too big.
Well, only 6 times this year has he scored fewer than 11 points. 8 times he scored fewer than 12. So
right, but that's in an average of like somewhere between 28 and 35 minutes a night.
Right, I'm trying to find
15.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the game log. He had 15 minutes against Memphis, and he had 13 points. So that's the outlier as far as his point totals. In the games where he had fewer than 12 points, he had 27 minutes, 23 minutes, 19, 18. There's a 15. He had 10 points in 15 minutes, so it's possible that he gets a dozen in an estimated 15 minutes. He might play a little bit more, so... It's not a total slam dunk, but I would definitely take the lower.
Lower.
No doubt the lower.
Lower.
Yeah. How many threes for the chef? What's his higher or lower for that?
They usually set that at 4.5.
Okay.
Let me look. Yeah, 4.5. Although you get major odds to play lower. So it's saying 4.5 and the favorite is to go higher.
Which makes sense. Well, especially on a night where, you know, he's hunting a milestone, right? I mean, he's looking for 4,000.
Yes, he is.
4.5, you said, is the number?
4.5.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be a staple of the show for a while, isn't it, Mark?
It's pretty good.
What do you guys think Tim Roy's call is going to sound like when Steph hits 4,000?
Woo! We've got to have something prepared, right?
Or do you? I was just thinking that same thing.
4,000. Yeah. 4,000.
Kaboom. Maybe something playing off like 4K.
4K. Yeah, that was where my mind went. NBA 4K.
Right.
Something like that.
30's got 4 G's.
Yeah.
I lost you.
Kaboom. Come on. I don't know.
That'd be incredible. He just went kaboom.
That would That's be pretty it. Awesome. Come on. Feels like a Friday with all the laughter going on in here.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, yeah, here we go, man. Jonathan Kuminga is about to play some ball, and the Warriors with Jimmy Butler in the starting lineup are going to try to go 13-1. And I very much believe this. This stretch of basketball that we're about to see on this homestand, these next four games, man, this is it. This is the real stuff now. Here we go. And I'm not one of these people that, oh, they haven't played anybody. No, yes, they have. They absolutely have. But how sustainable is this level of play? That's a fair question, because even when you're hot, it doesn't last forever. The NBA is hard. The Washington Wizards are beating the Pistons right now in Detroit, like by nine. The Washington Wizards are beating Detroit.
They don't beat anybody.
They don't beat anybody, and Detroit is phenomenal. So, like, it's the NBA. I don't know what's going to happen night to night, but the Warriors have been so consistent. And Minnesota just keeps coming. The winning streaks in the West right now are just bananas. The Warriors are out here having won five in a row. Minnesota's won six in a row. The Rockets have won four in a row. The Grizzlies have won four in a row, and they are your two seed as of tonight.
Yeah.
The Grizzlies! If that were to happen, I would want the seven.
Totally.
But anyway, point being is they just got to keep humming. And there's no doubt that these next, six nights, you'll play four basketball games. They are all very, very high level. Jonathan will, in theory, be a part of all four games. I think we learn a ton by next Tuesday night.
We should, and hopefully he continues to get his minutes increased gradually, and he feels good, and the ankle responds very well. And, yeah, you want to go out and win them all, but even if they do lose a game, and they might over the course of the next four.
I'm not calling for a nine-game win streak.
I'm not either, but I'm just kind of preparing all of us. If they do lose a game, which they probably will at some point, we all need to be okay with the fact that, A, they lost, and B, that, you know, Jonathan's not all the way back to where he needs to be.
Yeah, and I mean, even just looking at this this stretch of all these wins with Jimmy Butler, the other thing that's been about it is very few of them have been, like, scary with a minute to go.
Yeah.
There was Saturday night against Detroit. If you want to say Brooklyn, you won by two, but, dude, you were up by 10 with a minute to go. I know that it started wonky, but the Warriors had control of that once they got down the stretch there in the second half. You look up and down this line. There was the Orlando game where Steph had to score a bajillion points.
Right.
But dude, they're not just winning; like they're kind of pounding people so far.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, Philadelphia was one that got away.
They lost.
Which
there was no Jimmy.
And you know, Brooklyn, you were down 27-5, so that was certainly, like you said, wonky. But I expect tonight a focused effort and certainly a rested team. You had 2 days off. You actually got to practice, and you got Sacramento, and it's a long home stretch for Golden State.
Yeah, here we go. Evan Giddings has got Warriors Live coming up. Big game tonight. Adorables in town. Kuminga back on the floor. It's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be a whole lot of fun. Let's do it. For Dibs, for Granny, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.